It's a weird name for the team, right? Good morning, everyone.
Odmah da vam kažem na početku da ne zaboravim da vas volim.
And before I forget, I just want to tell you that I love you.
I da se osjećam kao deo jedne porodice kada jesam sa vama ovdje na ovom mjestu.
And that I feel as a part of the family when I'm here.
I to je jedna posebna privilegija I čast.
And that is a big pleasure and honor that to just be that.
Zato što imamo jednoga oca.
Because we have one father.
On nije tako daleko.
He's not that far away.
On je ovdje među
He's
nama.
He's here with us.
Aleluja.
Amen.
Mi smo njegova deca.
And we are his children.
Mi smo braća I sestre.
We are the brothers and sisters.
I mi smo povezani, da li želimo ili ne, mi jesmo upućeni jedina
druga. Whether we want it or not, we are all connected together as one.
Zato što smo deca ne ovog zemaljskog oca, nego nebeskog oca.
The children of our heavenly Father.
I zato ovo jutro mi mu dajemo slavu
and
I
that
čast.
Is why this morning we give him honor and glory.
Jer on je danas pobrinuo se za sve što nam treba.
Because he gave us everything that we need for today.
On se danas pobrinuo za naše zdravlje.
He gave us the health.
On se danas pobrinuo za materijalni momenat.
He gave us the financial blessing.
On se pobrinuo za hranu koju ćemo
jesti. He took care
jesti.
Of the food that you might have had this morning or a coffee.
Možda ćete ići da birate restoran, ali on je već dao
and
vam
maybe
hranu.
Maybe you'll go to choose a restaurant after the service, but
I
he already provided.
Kako je dobro biti u tom pouzdanju.
And how good is it to live in that confidence?
I zato je moje srce uvek ispunjeno sa jednom željom.
And that's why my heart is always full of joy.
I sa jednom potrebom.
And a
I sa jednim zadatkom
and a mission
da dam slavu svom Otcu.
To give glory to God before everything else first.
Od ujutro kada ustanem,
when I wake up in the morning,
kada otvorim moje oči,
when I open my eyes,
ja kažem, Oče moj, hvala ti što si me probudio.
I say, thank you God for waking me up this morning.
I što sam živ I zdrav.
And thank you for the health and just
što danas
blessing.
Hoćeš da me koristiš.
And thank you that you want to use me today.
Jesi ponovno izabrao jedan dan si mi produžio da ti služim.
You gave me one more day to live on this earth to
i u isto vrijeme ja se osjećam vredan.
And at the same time I feel like I'm privileged.
Zato što tebi služim.
Because I serve you, God.
Zato što si moj otac.
Because you're my father.
Amen. Haleluja. To je radost koja treba da se vidi na našim licima.
And that's the joy that should be on our faces at all times.
Jer ono što je na našim licima,
whatever is on our face,
to dolazi iz našega srca.
Comes from our heart.
A u našem srcu jeste prisutnost Božja. Haleluja.
And as we know, our heart is full of the presence of God.
Jako lepo osmeh imate da vam kažem.
And you all have a good smile this morning. I like it.
Idemo u prvu poslanicu Timoteja.
Just a first Timothy I want to
share
the word with you.
Jedan stih koji je model za naše dnevnu pobožnost.
One verse that is a model for our daily devotion.
I to je naslov, ja bih rekao.
And the title, I guess, of this short message.
Davanje časti Bogu
is honoring God
jeste
is
naša dnevna
our
pobožnost.
Daily Hallelujah. Devotion.
Haleluja. Davanje časti Bogu jeste
God daily
naša dnevna pobožnost.
Is our daily devotion.
Malo ćemo je opisati kako to dajemo i kome dajemo.
And now in these verses we're going to see how that works.
U prvoj poslanici
Timoteju, in 1 Timothy
1, glava,
17,
17. stih.
1 Timothy 1:17. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Ovo nije čast ili davanje časti ili slavljenje nekoga koga mi vidimo.
This is not giving an honor to an object or someone that we see physically.
Jer mi bi dali tada čast tom koga vidimo prema njegovom raspoloženju.
Because then we would give honor to that person by the way how they feel.
Prema onome možda što nam je učinio.
Or whatever they have done, accomplished for us.
Nešto uradio za nas.
They have done something for us and then we give him honor.
Čast koju dajemo nebeskom Otcu.
The honor that we give to our heavenly
jeste
Father.
U isto vrijeme Otac koga ne vidimo.
At the same is it's for the unseen Father.
Ali u isto vrijeme Otac koji je u našim srcima.
But at the same time the Father that lives within us.
Otac koji živi i prebiva u našem
Father
životu
that dwells
po Duhu Svetome.
In our lives by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Bog u našem srcu jeste ono što on očekuje od nas u dnevnoj pobožnosti.
And God expects us daily to devote ourselves to him.
Znači rekli smo i Pavle ovdje kaže to je kralj vekova ili car vekova.
A king eternal.
To je besmrtan. car. Hallelujah.
Immortal king.
Hallelujah. Mi služimo besmrtnome Bogu. And
here is the
Bogu.
Here's the truth. We serve the immortal God.
Koji nema kraj svom
that has
životu,
no end or beginning.
Koji traje i traja će
that has always been and always will be.
Iz večnosti u večnost.
From
Hallelujah.
Eternity to eternity. He's always going to be there.
Mi ćemo biti u toj večnosti
and one day
sa njim.
We will
Hallelujah.
Be in that presence with our Father.
I zato ja sam već sada
and that's why right now
zahvalan
I'm thankful
Otcu,
to that
on
Father
u meni i ja u njemu.
Because
Hallelujah.
He lives in me and I live in him.
Ja to znam da kažem da je nebo ovde već na zemlji
and,
sa nama.
And you've heard us say heaven is among us, is within us. The kingdom of God is here.
Deo te nebeske,
and we are already a part of that
onog što se radi
eternal
na nebu,
blessing that is in heaven.
Na zemlji.
That's what we do here,
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God. Amen.
Zato to nije veštački.
That's why it's not fake.
Nego to je prirodna našega duha.
It comes naturally out of our spirit.
Izlazi iz
it's what comes
srca.
Out of our heart.
Bog je u nama. Hallelujah.
God is within
radost
us.
Božja u nama.
And His joy is in us.
Božja
and His
nama.
Love is in us.
I mi smo zahvalni.
And that's why
već sada,
we're thankful even now.
Tako da mi u isto vreme stičemo i taj zaključak.
At the same time we have this we come to this
da
conclusion
ja sada nebu,
that
Hallelujah.
Even now I'm a part of heaven.
I
belong to heaven.
Da smrti nema
and that's why the Bible encourages us that there is no death on this earth.
Hallelujah.
There is death, but there is no death for those that trust
kada
Christ.
Nema smrti, nema ni straha.
When there is no death, there is no fear.
Oh, ja sam zaštićeno dete
because
Božje.
We are the children of God.
Hallelujah.
And we belong to Him.
On je naš besmrtan.
He's our eternal, immortal Father.
On je neraspadljiv.
He is the
on nema vremensko trajanje.
There's no time or space for him.
On je neraspadljiv. Hallelujah.
He's everywhere.
Čas koja nije upućena kako smo rekli već i kako ovde stoji vidljivoj osobi nego nevidljivoj
so
osobi.
So the honor that's directed towards the eternal invisible immortal Father.
Jedinome Bogu čast i slava.
To the only Father.
Premudro.
Who is alone wise.
Ja kada dnevno idem sa Gospodom i hodam sa njim.
When I daily walk with our Father,
ja kažem Oče, pokaži mi put.
I say I always ask God, show me the way.
Ja ne moram doći ovde na ovo mesto da bi znao put Boži preko nedelje, jel?
I don't have to come to this place physically to know the way of where should I go.
On je u nama.
He lives in us.
Koliko mi njemu dajemo čast.
As much as we give him honor, that's how much he's going to be with us.
Amen.
Amen.
Koliko je on u nama, to je rezultat koliko mi dnevno njemu dajemo.
And as much
slavu.
As we daily commit and give honor to God, that's how much God is going to guide us.
I neka to bude ohrabrenje za nas.
And may that be an encouragement for you this morning.
O, želim još
he
više
wants,
da te slavim. Hallelujah.
He wants to be honored in your life.
Neki misle da nešto treba veliko da se dogodi.
And he wants to bless you.
Kao iscelenje.
And some people expect a big
nešto
things.
Vidljivo,
healing, something that's visible, tangible.
Da bi se dala slava Bogu.
In order to give their honor and glory to God.
Počni od malih stvari
but
da
start with little things. Start honoring
daj
God.
Daj čast Bogu za male stvari.
Start honoring
imaš.
God in those little things.
Jer male stvari u našim očima
in our eyes,
jesu Božja milost da mi to imamo i to je veliko.
Are those little things that we give honor to God are big things to God and he blesses us.
Ovde se ruše predrasude koji mnogi religiozni umovi imaju.
And here we see there is this preconceptions that are torn down.
Mi to imamo posebno izraženo u Srbiji.
And we have that in our country that as well back home.
Veliki deo vernika pravoslavnoga.
A lot of traditional
oni kažu,
Orthodox Christians,
Bog je u crkvi.
They say God is in the church.
Bog je u zidinama.
God is in the walls.
I oni crkvu doživljavaju samo and, kao građevinu.
And they experience God only as a place or
ne,
in a place.
Bog je u nama.
But because of the truth, we
Hallelujah.
Know that God lives in us.
I gde se mi krećemo,
and whatever
Bog
we
je sa
are,
nama.
He is with us.
Zašto? Zato što smo u volji njegove.
Because we are in His will.
I zato možemo i čuti savet.
And that's why we can hear him speak to us.
Možemo dobiti instrukcije.
We can hear him guide us
and instruct
us.
Šta da uradimo i na koji način da uradimo.
We can hear God.
često puta tražimo pomoć od drugoga.
And oftentimes we ask a help.
Zaboravljajući u isto vrijeme da imamo Boga Oca našega.
And oftentimes we forget that we have our Father who meets our needs.
Aleluja, ja hoću njemu prvo da tražim
savjet. And that
savjet.
Is the one who I want to go to first.
Je taj koji je najbolji.
He's I want him to be the first
savjet.
In my life to honor him first.
Naš zadatak jeste da reprezentujemo tu slavu Božju.
And our challenge
među nama.
Our call is to represent that glory in between us.
Ja volim vašega pastora.
I love your pastor.
Ja volim vas.
I love you.
Zato što je ljubav Božja u meni.
Because God's love lives in me.
Aleluja. On voli mene.
He loves
i
me
vas
and you.
Zato što je ljubav Božja u nama.
Because Christ love lives in our hearts.
Mi volimo jedni druge zato što je ljubav Božja izlivena u srcima našim.
We love, submit and honor each other because of the love of Christ that's been poured out in us.
I u Rimljanima 12,
and in Romans 12, verse 10,
možemo da dobijemo
this is,
taj stih
we can see this clearly,
koji nas ohrabruje,
that encourages us this way.
De kaže,
be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ljubite jedni druge srdačno,
love one another.
I onda kaže,
be affectionate to one another.
U davanju časti prednjačite jedan drugome.
In honor giving preference to one another.
I ovdje postoji jedna reč.
And this word here.
Prednjači, budi onaj koji ćeš se boriti da to uradiš.
To give preference, to actually make that effort to give preference to one another.
Oh, on je dobio čast, ne treba.
Oh, he already has his honor. I don't need to honor him.
Ne, ja hoću
no,
isto da ga blagoslovim.
I want to honor him as well because God has been honored.
Mi svi hoćemo da ga blagoslovimo.
We all want to honor each other.
Jer Bog tako radi.
Because that's how God works.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
On nas želi
he
zajedno
wants us together. He wants
neka
to bless us together.
Božja bude u našim srcima.
And may his love dwell in our hearts.
Da možemo
so that we can honor
blagosiljati jedni druge.
And love one another.
Kako još dajemo čast Bogu?
How do we give honor to God?
Kroz molitvu koju je Isus učio svoje učenike.
Through a prayer that Jesus taught in his Matthew.
Isus uči fantastično.
He gave us a model of how to pray.
I to je model koji mi imamo ovdje zapisani koji učimo i mi. Oče naš,
our Father,
koji jesi na nebesima,
in heaven,
neka se sveti ime tvoje,
hallowed be your name,
neka dođe carstvo tvoje,
your kingdom come,
neka bude volja tvoja,
and your will be done,
kako na nebu,
on earth as it is in heaven,
tako na zemlji,
as it is in heaven.
I onda Isus dalje nastavlja i kaže,
and then Jesus
continues
on with teaching us about the needs in between each
ali,
other.
Šta Isus ovdje hoće da kaže?
But what does Jesus want to say here?
Da kada moliš,
when you pray,
počni prvo da daješ čast.
First you need to start giving honor to God.
Počni prvo da zahvaljuješ svom Ocu.
First you need to start giving thanks to God.
Hallelujah. Počni da prepoznaješ čim se probudiš da imaš oca koji brine danas za tebe.
First when you wake up you know that there is a father that had woken you up and
jer
he's giving you everything that you have.
I kroz taj razgovor sa Hristom
through prayer and talk with Christ
tvoje biće će biti ispunjeno novom snagom.
Your whole being will have the new strength.
Tvoje biće će biti ispunjene Duhom Svetim.
You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit and His presence.
I on će te obnoviti i dati
snagu za
danas.
And He will restore you and give you new strength for each day.
I zato je važno
and that's why it's important to start a day honoring God
njemu
first.
Because
hallelujah. This glory and honor belongs to God Father first.
Potrebe koje su nam
and then all of our needs come after that.
Će biti njegova briga,
it will be His worry.
Će biti njegov zadatak,
it will be His task
a mi ćemo samo
to provide.
Kazati.
We will just say, thank you,
Oče.
Father, for everything.
Hvala ti što
thank
si
you
mi
for
dao.
Your provisions.
Hvala ti što ti brineš.
Thank you for your blessings and
o,
your word.
Hvala ti što ja ne moram da brineš.
I don't have to worry because
hvala
you worry
ti što
for me.
Blagosloviti thank, što blagosiljaš moje ruke.
Thank you for blessing my hands and giving
hvala
me help.
Ti što si me baš doveo na ovo mjesto da ohrabrim nekoga.
Thank you for bringing me just here, this place, to encourage someone.
Hvala ti što sam tvoj.
Thank you that I belong to you.
Hallelujah. Apostol Pavle daje
and
jedan
Apostle
primer.
Paul gives an example
on
here.
Kaže u prvoj Korinćanima
11. Corinthians 11:1. This is what he says.
Ugledajte se na mene.
Imitate me.
Kao što se ja ugledam na
Krista. Just as I also imitate Christ.
Mi smo jedan drugima ugled.
We
amen.
Are the example to one another.
Kada zahvaljujemo Bogu, kada živimo
when
u
we honor God,
njega,
when we live in that Christ life.
Mi smo slika Božja.
We are the image of Christ.
I mi smo jedan
and
drugome
we are
pogled Hristov.
The image to each other. We are.
Mi imamo jednu posebnu notu tada poštovanja jedan prema
and then
drugome.
We have this special honor towards
I
each other.
Jedni za druge. When,
and the special blessing for
Amen.
Each other because
Halleluja.
We see that picture of Christ in each other.
Nije rekao,
Paul didn't say this.
Ugledaj se na mene.
Look at me.
I stao.
And then he stopped there.
Ne, on kaže,
he said, no.
Da,
you look at
mene,
me, imitate me.
Ali u isto vreme,
but at the same time,
kada ti to govorim,
when I tell you this,
ja se ugledam na
Krista. I am the one who is looking up to Christ first.
Kad te pozivam da slediš ono što ja radim,
when I'm calling you to do something for the kingdom,
primer,
and to be an example to
isto
you,
vreme,
at the
ja
same time, I'm
Krista
following Christ,
I ono što on očekuje
and I'm
mene.
Imitating him and doing what he wants me to do.
Gospode, uči nas tako, svaki
oh
dan.
God, teach us to be like
nauči
that.
Nas da budemo
teach
to.
Us to live a life of imitating you.
Hallelujah. Oh, moram stati ovde vreme. Još malo želim da podelim sa vama, još 15 minuta imam, da podelim sa vama ono što Bog radi u Srbiji.
And at the same time as with this message I want to share with you what God is doing in Serbia.
Kao što je rekao vaš pastor imate ovde ovu brošuru.
And as your pastor has mentioned you have this brochure in your bulletins you can look at.
Nemojte sad čitati.
Don't read it right now, read it later.
Čitajte kući i molite se za ono što
želim da podelim
sa vama.
You can also pray.
Bog nas je pre 7-8 godina
but
silno
years ago God has started something working something
Bog
in Serbia.
U jednu službu koja
God has
nije
called
nimalo
me into the ministry
teška,
that's really not
laka,
it's not easy.
Rad sa Romima.
To work with specific group of people, gypsy people.
Jeste, ima tu i naši
in Serbia.
Ali Romi oni su specifični.
But gypsy people are very specific.
Ko je video romski narod?
How many of you know that
imo susret sa njim?
Have encountered gypsy people before? Can I see your hands? There's a lot of yes.
Dosta vas.
There's a lot of them in Serbia, Romania, the
Šta
whole Balkans.
Šta mislite lako raditi sa njima?
Is it easy to work with this kind of people?
Isto sam tako I ja rekao.
And that's what I said at the first.
When
God called me to do this ministry,
bila jedna crkva koja nije imala
there was this
pastora,
one place,
puno,
there was no lot of
bilo puno svađe I svega.
There was people, there were just fighting.
Ali Bog je hteo da nastavi rad među njima.
But God wanted to do something in that in
I onda
midst
je tražio
of those people.
Čoveka ko će da to
and
uzme.
God called someone to come and be a blessing to these
I znate,
people.
Kada je Bog pozvao proroka Isaiju,
and when God called Isaiah into the
on je rekao,
he gave a call to him.
Ko će krenuti za mnom?
He asked him, who's going to come
ko
after me?
Se odazvati?
Who's going to respond?
Isaija, prorok je rekao,
and Isaiah said this,
evo ja ću,
I'm
Halleluja.
Going to do it.
Evo ja ću.
I'm here, I'm available.
I ovde sam ja prepoznao sebe
and this is where I saw myself.
I prepoznao sam kako je to
and
Isaija
I recognized
uradio.
How Isaiah did it.
Kada Gospod zove da
when God is calling
zadatak,
us to do something for him,
onda ne želim da to uradi neko drugi.
I don't want it to be done by someone else.
Nego upravo
I
ja.
Wanted to do it
upravo
myself.
Ti, hallelujah. And upravo tebe Bog zove to da radiš.
I wanted to do it myself because
tada,
it's God's call.
Kad te Bog bude koristio,
and when you do it, when you do it for him,
bio u volji Božjoj,
when you do God's will for your life,
videti kako Bog
you're going to see how God
podiže u tvome
is blessing
životu,
you in your ministry
I ćeš radost
and you're
going to
experience that joy of the ministry
u svojim rukama,
in
u
your own
životu,
hands, in your own
I
life.
Kazaćeš ovako,
and you're going to say this,
O Gospode, ti me
oh God, you're the one who's blessing me.
Zato što
because
koristiš,
I hallelujah. Responded to your call.
Neće se osjećati odbačenim.
You won't feel rejected.
Neće se osjećati nezaposlenim.
You won't feel like you're not accomplishing anything.
Nego će radost Božja
the joy of the Lord and joy hallelujah. Of the ministry will be in your heart if you respond
ja
to his call. And that's what I did.
Bog me je počeo koristiti.
I experienced this.
Ja sam rekao dajem ti sve što imam.
I gave everything to our Father,
samog
our God.
Aspekta, to je moj
and
život.
From my aspect, it was my life.
Hallelujah. Život koji imamo jeste
but
I pripada Bogu.
This life that we have belongs to Christ.
Život jedan
belongs
imamo
to God.
Na ovoj zemlji,
this
braćo,
only
sestre,
life that we have on this earth
I on pripada Bogu.
Belongs to God.
I sve drugo što bi uradili sa svojim
and,
životom
and whatever,
mimo ovoga,
whatever we would do with our life besides this
jeste jedna nesreća.
Is
nije dobar izbor.
Not worthy.
Amen.
Is not worthy.
Ako damo život
if we
Bogu,
give our life to God
i budemo deo crkve njegove,
and if we're part of his body, the body of Christ,
onda ćemo biti sretni.
Then we're going to be happy and blessed.
Aleluja.
Amen.
Sretni mi. Sretna porodica.
We are going to be blessed. Our family will be blessed.
Sretni ljudi oko nas.
We'll experience joy. People around us will see that joy.
Jer će kazati, čoveče, vidi,
and people will see, wow, look at this guy.
Ovaj se non stop smeje.
He's always smiling.
Šta njemu fali?
What's wrong with him?
Gospod je u nama. Hallelujah.
God is in us. He lives in us. And because
zato
God lives in us, we have this joy.
Licima.
That's why we have a joy in faces. And that's the challenge for people that see us.
Hallelujah. Znači, sa radošću smo krenuli u zadatak.
So with this joy, we go into this task.
Bog je za
we're going to this
godina,
mission. And with his 7 years,
podigao 28 kućnih grupa.
With the church that I've planted, God has risen 28 other churches through that same church.
Amen.
29 in total.
Za ovo slava pripada
and,
Bogu.
And this
Hallelujah.
Glory and honor belongs to God.
Zato
for this.
Zato što Bog radi
because
svoju crkvu.
He
Hallelujah.
Builds his church.
I ona raste svakoga
and it
dana.
Grows every day. His
Ali
church grows.
Vreme, Bog
and at the same time, God expects us,
da svako od vas,
every one of us, to be involved
sa darovima I sa
službom with,
koje
with,
Bog
the,
dao.
With the gifts and talents that God has given us to build His
Mnogi
church.
Ljudi su došli kod mene I pitali
and
u službi,
many people came to me and they asked me,
šta ja mogu da ti pomognem?
What can I do for you?
Ja sam samo im odgovorio.
I just told them,
pitaj nebeskog Oca.
Pray and honor God first.
Svako ima
ask
svoj
God,
zadatak,
because God is going to reveal to you what you're supposed to accomplish.
Su, ja bi mogao ovo da radim.
And they came to me, oh, well, I can do
ja
this.
Ja sam rekao, super,
I said, amazing,
oh,
let's do it.
Mesta, samo ćemo te rasporediti da
there's so much to do, but we'll just give you whatever you think you can do.
I zato delo je Božje
and,
I that's raslo, why, I raste.
And that's why this whole work is growing because of that unity that we have.
Bog je počeo da krštava
God
mnoge.
Started baptizing, hundreds of people getting baptized.
Mnoge. Hallelujah.
Hundreds of healings happening.
Jedno zadnje iselenje koje se dogodilo
the
snažno,
last healing that we had happened,
porodilo je sedam novih kućnih grupa.
Actually, that healing, out of that healing that God worked in that guy's life, there was another seven churches that have started out of that healing.
Jer taj čovjek kome je trebalo da se odseče noga,
because
on je došao
man,
u crkvu.
That man that had, he had to have his leg cut off because of the gangrene,
došao je za
molitvu, came to church with his faith for prayer.
A znate koga je pozvao u crkvu?
And you know who invited this guy to church?
Sestra jedna iz crkve.
Was the, just a simple lady from our church invited him to come for
I
prayer.
I sestra mu je rekla ovako.
And she told him this.
Dođi ti kod nas u crkvu.
Come to our church on Sunday.
Mi imamo službu u 5
we,
sati.
We have a service at 5 p.m.
I ponesi sa sobom veru.
And all you need to bring is your faith.
I Bog će te isceliti.
And God is going to heal you.
Budi siguran, Bog
and,
će te
and be
isceliti.
Sure that God is going to heal you.
Hallelujah. Vidite šta jedno svjedočanstvo može da napravi.
And here is what one testimony can do.
Naravno čovjek je uzeo I kaže niko ne može da mi pomogne.
And of course this man said there's nobody that can help me. In 2 weeks I have scheduled to go and cut my foot, cut my leg off because it doesn't work. But I have no other choice. I'm going to church with faith.
He came to
the church with his family. He brought even another vehicle. 70 kilometers away from the church he actually came that Sunday. And be thanks to God, there's lots of ministries in the church. We have a gentleman that has a gift of healing. He's one of the pastors. And he prays for people and people get healed.
Naravno, mi smo tu da podržimo
and we are here to support that ministry as a church.
I Gospod je bio na delu.
And God was working.
Ovaj čovjek izašao
this
napred.
Guy came out for
mi smo
prayer.
Molili za njega.
We were praying for him.
Za 10 minuta 10 on
minutes,
se vratio natrag.
And he went back onto his seat.
I povratili smo se našem uhodanoj službi.
And
da,
we just continued. I
can
continue on teaching.
I dok sam ja propovedao,
and as I was teaching, as I was teaching,
brat je sedeo tu u drugom redu,
this gentleman was sitting in the second row,
I samo je počeo da zadiže svoju
nogavicu, and he started like putting his pants up,
I kaže,
and he started screaming,
meni nešto curi iz noge,
something is coming out of my, something is coming out, the pus is coming out of my foot.
Mi smo zaustavili
we
propovedanje,
started preaching the teaching,
I ja sam pozvao da svi ustanemo,
and I invited everybody to stand
ja
up
sam prepoznao
and pray
duhu,
because I've recognized
da je Bog dotakao
that God
se,
was God was at work at that
I da je
place
na delu,
and that God was working in this man's life.
Braćo I sestre,
and brothers and sisters
za
in Christ,
dana,
In 2 days, complete healing took place.
Taj čovjek je došao sa štakama.
He came with his crutch.
A taj čovjek više nije imao bol, vratio se bez štaka kući.
With pain and he went home and he
didn't. Noga koja je bila puna gnoja.
His foot is completely
healed.
Ona je
za 2 dana došla u normalnu fazu.
And within 2 days that leg just came to normal.
Taj čovjek je počeo da svedoči dalje.
And that man went back home. He started witnessing.
On je dobio silnu veru.
He gained his faith.
Znak da je Bog lekar njegov
and
bio.
He experienced God in his life and he went and he told everybody about it.
Drugima.
He went to his village, he preached
Mi
everyone
išli na to mesto.
And we went to that place that same week
ljudi iz par sela koji
and that
dolazili.
Same week he brought over 100 people to come for prayer. And there was a whole bunch of healing happening
Svi
at that place.
Slavili,
we were all worshiping and we were just
10 ujutro do 10 uveče.
I remember that Sunday that service was going from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m.
To nije ovakva zgrada.
It's not a building like this.
To se događalo u jednom dvorištu velikom i u kući.
It was in a house and in a backyard of a house that was happening. People just kept on coming.
Zdravi.
People just kept on coming for prayer and healing and they left healed. And out of that,
Bogu,
we know that we give glory and honor
Hallelujah.
To God for that.
Taj čovjek je dao slavu
that man,
Bogu.
He gave an honor to God.
I mnoštvo kućnih grupa
and
je nastalo.
Many more churches have been planted out of the result of what has been happened in that place.
Bog očekuje da mu zahvalimo za sve.
And God expects us to honor him and give him thanks first.
Da bi njegovo delo se
because
išlo napred.
His
Hallelujah.
Work is going to continue.
Da bi njegova crkva rasla.
And his church will grow if we do that.
I kada je to malo,
and it's a little thing,
to je veliko u Božjim očima.
It's big in God's eyes.
Daj slavu Bogu.
Give honor to God first.
I Bog će te blagosloviti.
And he will bless you.
Hallelujah.
And he will bless
Mi
you back.
Mi stojimo na putu zahvaljivanja Bogu.
And as we walk this path of life, thankfulness and honor to God for all that he's going to accomplish. At the same time, God is giving us the vision for next 5 years and we believe it with our hearts. And the vision is this, that God is going to raise up another 100 churches within next 5 years in our godless country of Serbia. God can do it because he had done it in the past 6 years. Amen.
Mi vjerujemo njemu da njegova crkva će rasti.
We have faith and we believe that his church
ja
will grow.
Da njegova crkva će mnogo brže rasti nego što ja planiram.
It will grow even faster than what I'm planning.
Ali ako smo svi u tom zadatku,
but if we're all united as one and as we walk
njega,
with Christ, if we're
ako
close
smo
with God,
jednim duhom njegovim
if we're led by his spirit,
hallelujah. Bog,
it's going to happen.
Bog nam daje tu viziju.
God gives us the vision.
Ja vas pozivam kao jedno Hristovo telo.
And I'm calling you as a body of Christ.
Oni koji smo delovi tog
those that
crkve,
are the body of that
blizine,
parts of the body
našega oca da zajedno radimo haleluja
to do this work of kingdom together.
Moje srce je radosno ovde kao u Srbiji haleluja.
My heart is joyful here just as it is in Serbia.
Zato što vas osetim
because I
kao,
feel the presence of God
kao moje najmilije haleluja.
And I experience you as brothers and sisters
ja znam,
in Christ.
Ja sam jednu rečenicu da kažem.
And just one thing I want to share.
Ako ovde ne naučimo da živimo blizu jedan drugoga.
If we do not if we don't learn to live close to one another in one spirit,
to nećemo moći praktikovati u nebu.
It's going to be really hard for us to do that in heaven.
Ovde mi praktikujemo.
God wants us to experience the joy of fellowship
and
here with each other.
Amen.
Honor
Hallelujah.
Each other because that's
ovde
what's going to continue on in heaven.
Sebi.
This
ovde
is where we work on ourselves.
Izgrađujemo.
This is where we grow spiritually, this place on this
A
earth.
Bog nam pomaže.
And God is blessing us and he's showing
Tako što njega blagosiljamo,
us. Because as we honor him first
I on nam daje mudrost.
And as we give him honor, glory to him. He gives us wisdom of how to go and move forward. And another thing that we have a vision for as well, we planted a Bible school 4 years ago. There's 150 students in it right now. And I'm overseeing this school and there's the first generation that have gone to the school. There is 85% of these people that have come to the school are in the ministry right now. They're completely committed to Christ. Young people.
Kurs učeništva,
and
kada
when we teach them about how to live a life of Christ and faith,
mi odmah idemo na misijsko polje.
We go into the mission field right
mi
away.
Odmah smo
we go into the village and we preach the gospel. We pray for people.
Neba.
And then we experience the
Hallelujah.
Joy of heaven.
I mi smo rekli, Gospode, želimo 200 studenata.
And our prayer is that God will give us 200 students out of this school all across Serbia. Not only one part of Serbia, but the whole whole of Serbia. The whole nation, the whole country, the whole world.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And
God wants to accomplish that through us. Because the end, we know that this earth belongs to God. And everything that's in this earth belongs to Christ. We belong to Him as well. And I ask you to pray for us. That this vision would be filled sooner than what we planned. I started 6 years ago with 15 people.
Danas imamo preko 1000 krštenih.
We have over 1000 baptized over the past 6 years. All across Serbia.
Od toga možda 100 koji su doživjeli božansko iscjeljenje odmah.
And there was a special encounter, there was about hundreds of these that actually experienced the healing or deliverance, something that was supernatural from
da
Christ.
Sve ono što doživimo sa Bogom.
And I am learning that everything that we experience from God,
da njemu čast.
To give honor to Him first,
da slavimo
Boga, for it,
da
to worship
njemu.
God first, for it.
To je naša dnevna pobožnost.
Because that's our daily devotion.
To je naša dnevna
that is our daily life, daily devotion, to give
hvala,
honor to God first.
Hvala što ćete biti, što ćemo biti na vašoj molitvenoj listi.
And I thank you for that you're going to pray for us.
Vizija je ovdje, to ćete čitati.
The vision will be in the back, you can read this later.
I možete za svaki ovaj pasus.
And for each one of these,
moliti.
I ask you to pray
i blagosiljati
and bless.
I mi ćemo to osjetiti.
And I know that we will spiritually feel that in our hearts, that joy, that prayer
sestre,
from you.
Ja na kraju ću
brothers and sisters, just want to share one more thing.
Da molitve,
that prayers,
a mi ne znamo u isto vrijeme,
prayers
nas sačuvale.
Of many others have protected us personally.
Iako je ikada bilo vrijeme da molimo jedni za druge.
And if there was ever a time to pray for each other and for the church, this is the time right now.
I da volimo jedni druge.
Not only to pray but love one another.
Jer to je volja Božja.
Because that is the devotion. That is the life that Christ wants from us.
Kroz molitvu mi dajemo čast.
Through prayer we honor God.
Neka bude
first and then each other and
kako
may His will be done, His kingdom come as it is in heaven, may it be on earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you for that inspiring message and report that we're hearing from Serbia. You know, I just feel we need to respond. I wonder if we could just stand to our feet and by our standing, saying, Lord, we're going to put you first. Lord, we're going to honor you. There's lots of things I can put my time and effort and energy towards. But I've been inspired in my heart today to say, Lord, we want to put you first. I just pray that by our standing together, we're saying, Lord, we're yours. We look at ourselves, we don't think we have much ability, but if we honor God first and ask God to use us, He will use us. And I pray that God, this revival that's spreading through Serbia, that the Lord will start it here in Canada and it can spread out. But it's only going to happen as we are on fire and we touch the next to us and set them on fire. We are the firebrands that have to be ignited by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just say, as I was listening to Daniel this morning, say, Lord, set my heart on fire afresh and new. I know lots of things in my head and in my heart, and we've done good things, but we want to be set on fire. And there's something, a difference between a match that's just a match and a match that's on fire. The potential's in the match, but when you strike the match and it's on fire, now it does things. And I first pray God will strike and ignite all of our hearts this morning in a special way. Let me just start there. Father, ignite in our hearts that which burns in your heart. May our ambitions be your ambitions. May we honor you first, glorify you, and pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In my life, in my family, in this church, in this province, in Canada, in the name of Jesus, use us for your honor and glory, I pray. Amen and amen. Now, I just feel like I would like to do something special. We don't normally do this, But I'd like us to take a second offering this morning, and an offering for the ministry and the work in Serbia. The Lord's allowed us over the years to be connected with different areas around the world. We've helped in Jamaica and in Cuba, and we have ministered in Thailand and Laos, and the Lord has seen souls. We've seen souls saved in these different places, and we have an opportunity today just to sow into this ministry, to hear and to be part of what's happening. It's exciting to see, sort of like the days of Pentecost and the first church as it was born in miracles and wonders. And God is working in a very strong way in miracles there. And so we want to just feed into that and say, Lord, we're going to pray. And Lord, we're going to invest. And I know there's monies, as I was talking to Daniel, that's needed to house these students as they come for training. But they're not just training and then they're just going to go home and do nothing. It's like, as Daniel shared, they're being trained and then they're going out two by two to villages and seeing churches launched and started. And we can invest into that this morning. So I'd ask you just to take an envelope out of the pew in front of you and just mark Serbia on it. Just mark Serbia. Whatever you feel to give this morning, let's just sow into this. Whatever you just, you know, is little or as much as the Lord speaks to you today, just sow. Just take an envelope, mark Serbia on it, and whatever God says to you, and we're just going to pass this offering on, we're going to invest. You know, I really believe we're going to be walking in the streets of heaven. I'm humanizing it now. And we're there, and we're going to meet people, and God's going to hand out rewards to us, and we're going to say, what's this for? And say, remember that offering that you gave for that ministry in Serbia? I'm here because of that. And see, we're going to know in heaven as we're known, and we're going to be amazed because we have a part. We can participate in the ministry. We may never get there, but by our prayers and by our giving, we can support this ministry. So I just encourage you to, whatever the Lord says to you, just put it in the envelope, and we're going to pray. And I just ask the ushers to come forward right now. And as you're finished, if you'll just stand again and let me pray. Father, again, we bless this ministry. We ask, Lord, that as we, you have prospered us so much in Canada. We thank you for the prosperity. And you are first, and we're giving it for your kingdom. We're investing in your kingdom's work, Lord. I thank you for Daniel. I thank you for the students there. Continue to bless him, bless the students, bless every pastor, bless all these home churches, Lord. Continue to allow this work to go forward and reap the harvest that you have in Serbia. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now let's sing a song in closing.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name.
Sunday this has been. It's not over yet. We have Sunday night, David's ordination service at 6 o'clock. If as you go, remember to pick up a book if you'd like, on Honor's Reward.